106.9. It is Caroli on CCC Celebration Day. And it is my distinct pleasure to have this man on the air with me right now. He is the vice president and general manager of WCCC, Boyd Arnold. How are you, Boyd?
Pretty good, all things being equal. And that's a past tense, if you will.
No, it's not a past tense, because to me and everyone that's ever worked for you at this radio station for what, 1998?
Yeah.
From May of 98. To today, to well into the future, anyone that's worked here will always consider you the vice president, general manager.
Well, that's very kind of you. The only thing that's better than this great radio station is the staff.
We had a bunch of good dudes and chicks.
Great, great people. And I've been doing this for 45 years.
Wow.
So I can speak with a little bit of authority.
You've been in the rock game for a long time.
Long, long time.
Because for those who don't know, Mr. Arnold was the same title, vice president, general manager at WHCN through the 80s and into the 90s, correct?
Correct.
And then here from 98 until forever. And all of that in the rock game. This building holds a lot of memories for you because, as I said, not just CCC, but WHCN as well.
I know every dent in the furniture.
And there's a lot of them.
there's a lot of them.
But I remember when we were at WCCC at 243 South Whitney Street, and you were over here at the asylum, as we like to call it. I always admired the way you guys did things. And you really ran a slick machine. And I always looked over at this building, and I listened to the broadcast, and I'm like, wow, that is a group of people that I would love to work with. And I got that chance in 1998 when you were kind enough to hire me, and I've been scared to death of you ever since. But we've had a really good relationship.
Yes we have.
There may have been a couple of times where you pounded the desk in anger with me, but it didn't last long.
Well, as long as I didn't throw anything.
No, you didn't throw anything at me. But, we always talk about, we call them Boydisms. And there are certain things that Boyd says that I don't hear anybody else say. And I don't even know if you can say off the top of your head, but there are, can you give us some examples of some of the things? Like, what's the attaboy one you always said?
It's not necessarily a favorite, but the people seem to enjoy it, is that don't piss on my head and tell me it's raining.
That's right. If you thought somebody was being a little off with the truth, that one would come out. But what was that one you would say?
One aw shit wipes out 1,000 attaboys.
That's the one.
That's it. That's
it. Absolutely.
How could I forget that?
I will say this on behalf of the entire staff here at WCCC that has worked with you for the last 16 years. You were a presence here at this radio station. You commanded respect, and you got it because we love you. We've respected you all this time. You were a guy that we always wanted to perform well for because it meant so much to you, which meant so much to us. You cared about this place, and you protected us from any kind of, like, you know, we're a goofy bunch of guys on the radio playing rock music and doing some silly stuff. And we've been talking about it throughout the day. And you put up with a whole lot of that stuff and protected us from any kind of fallout.
You deserved it. A bunch of really hardworking, great broadcasters, perhaps the best in the state.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it was a privilege to be associated with you guys.
I'd walk by your office and I'd just kind of glance in. You always seemed happiest when you had that huge knife in your hand, perhaps peeling an apple. It was a knife that maybe was oversized for apple peeling, but there you were cutting it up. And I'd look like, oh man, today is not the day to get on his bad side.
That was an old Marine K-bar,
mm-hmm.
And is very effective with anything you want to do with it.
Apples or like oranges. Killing a grizzly bear or whatever it may be, right? Well, Listen, on behalf of the radio station and all the employees, the current employees, the past employees, everyone, thank you for giving us the respect that this radio station had, because it started with you and it trickled down to the rest of us. And we acted a certain way based on your leadership. I'll never forget it. I thank you for all the things you've done for me personally, as well as what you've done for the radio station. And it's I'm going to miss our talks and your Boydisms and all of that. But I will always, always have tremendous respect for you. And thank you for all you did for us and the radio station.
It was an honor. It was a privilege. Actually, thank you for all that you contributed to just a wonderful radio station. Thanks, Mike.
Boyd Arnold, Vice President, General Manager, forever, WCCC. Coming up next, we're going to have Brent from Shinedown on Rock 106.9.
WCCC-FM Hartford, Classic Rock 106.9.
The Rock, 106.9 WCCC. It's Caroli and the entire crew. Make noise so everybody knows you guys are here. Wow. Okay. We're going to have people on and off throughout the afternoon, right up till 5 o'clock. And as I said before, it's not just about the on-air talent that's been behind the microphone here at the radio station, but man, we've had so many great relationships with bands over the years as well. And I believe we have Brent from Shinedown on the phone. Hold on a second here. Let's see.
Hold up. Hey, Mike, it's Brent.
Brent, how the hell are you?
I'm good, man. What's going on in lovely Connecticut?
Connecticut's good. Radio is changing. And the station that you know and love is not going to be in existence as of 5 o'clock this afternoon. Imagine that.
You know what? It's something that I would never in a million years would have ever thought would have happened to such a fantastic group of people and an amazing station and that part of the country, which is one of the sole reasons why the band that I'm in, which is Shinedown, has a career in the first place. I don't have any ways in my soul to be sad about it, because really, in all truthfulness, I'm really angry about it. You're right, you know, radio is changing, but for a station with that kind of heritage that you brought to the forefront, you know, 28 years plus being in the business and being at that station, I know solely for you, but for the station itself to be let go like this, I just feel is completely unjust, and it's definitely not very rock and roll at all.
it's true.
Yeah, because I wish I had, you know, a lot of, I'm always known for being this very, very positive individual, and, you know, you have to rise up and go forth. But in this situation, there's nothing really positive about this. You know, I'm not going to try and act as if, you know, hey, you know, the sun will come out tomorrow type of Annie, you know, Smolty kind of thing. Cause it, you know, it's not something that I ever would have expected. And I really feel bad for the area. I know that the fans are really upset about the fact that this is happening to the station. And, you know, I want to let you know that I will always, you know, carry a flag for not only you, Mike, but, you know, for everybody in the area and for that radio station. I'll always remember, you know, CCC being a huge part of, you know, Shinedown's journey, you know, to where we started from, to where we've been, to where we're going. Even if the station's not going to be around, I will always, you know, carry the station and yourself, you know, very close to me, and the band will as well. But I have to say, I do wish the best for everybody involved in the station. Knowing everybody from that area, especially you, sir, I do know that you will rise up and you will go forward, and, you know, because you're very, very strong-willed. But as far as the situation that you've been put in, you know, I just feel like it's very unjust, man.
Well, thank you, man. You've humbled me with your words. And, you know, it means an awful lot. And I think back, it was like, what, 2003 or so when you first came to Hartford?
Yeah, I mean, I was just talking to my girlfriend this morning about, because I found the news out this morning, you know, and I was telling her, I said, the whole reason this, you know, the band that I'm in, you know, the top three stations that I can remember, you know, back in my, in as far as the career of the band, like when we started back in 2003, when we were on the road, I remember doing that Unplugged at your station.
Yep.
And, you know, I think we went to, what was it we did? We did you were doing those live. I know that Zakk Wylde was in there like the week before we were, and he had done one. And then we were coming in for the very first time. We were a brand new band. And I still think that, you know, Fly From The Inside, that version that we did at that acoustic gathering, you know, you all played that, you know, so many times. And I remember just being there in Connecticut for the first time, and the way that you treated us, being a brand new band, it was just overwhelming, the amount of, you know, how you just kind of welcomed us with open arms. And it's been that way for the last decade, you know, especially in that area. So when I was talking to my girl this morning, I was like, I'm in absolute shock that this station isn't going to be around anymore.
It's funny because I remember that session when you guys came in and, you know, we were talking to Leah over at the Atlantic and setting it up with her. And she's like, we got this new band, you know, and you know, they're going to be really important to us. And I'm like, okay. But, you know, at that point, nobody really knew who Shinedown was. So we didn't even have, normally we'd have an audience there. And I'm like, they're brand new. So we didn't even give away passes to it like we normally would. And I remember sitting there, it was just me and you guys. And you start playing. And I'm like, oh my God. Why didn't we have an audience here? Your performance
I think
was...
I remember that day. I think I remember that session. It was probably a good thing that there wasn't an audience. Because a lot of times, you know, the radio stations in the very, very beginning, you know, they would kind of like bring people in like, yeah, just go in there and act like you know who they are.
Right.
Type of thing. And you guys didn't do that, which I thought was really cool. Looking back in hindsight, it actually probably helped calm my nerves because I do remember that session. I think we were pretty on that day.
Oh, dead on. You know, I love music and I love discovering new bands. And that was the first time I heard you guys play live, obviously. And I was just blown away, man. Your voice just went right through me. You've impressed me ever since, and I've told you many times, man. I told you when I was up at the Aaron Lewis show not that long ago that with every single new album and project and everything that you do, you elevate your game. You know, I didn't know exactly what you were going to do when I first met you in 2003. It was just going to grow and get better and better, and it certainly has, and you've exceeded even my expectations, man. What you've done with that band, spectacular.
Well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate that, sir.
You've been a huge part of this radio station. Your band has kind of carried the flag for rock for a number of years. You've been the band that we look to take it to the next decade, the next generation, and all that stuff. I just thank you for all you've done for us. It's been a great partnership. It's been a great friendship. You know, that you did the Easter show. You did an acoustic performance. And I remember, I think you thought that it was just going to be a few people or whatever. And you show up and you saw all the people lined up at Upper on the Rocks in downtown Hartford, and you came in and you're like, Mike, I didn't realize this many people were going to be here. We're going to do a whole set. We're going to throw Simple Man in there and all kinds of stuff. This is going to be great. And you got excited when you saw everybody there, and you wanted to make sure that it just went perfectly, and it did. It was awesome.
Well, thank you. No, I mean, I have just the most amazing memories from that part of the country. You know, and for me personally, I mean, the band, we owe you such a debt of gratitude, you know, especially you, sir, you know, because looking at what's going on with WCCC and hearing this news today, it actually makes everything in my world even more clearer as to how much of importance it is that not only people in the United States, but around the world know that rock and roll is not something that is a dying art form by any means whatsoever. It just has to be real and truthful, and it has to come from your heart, and it has to be, it has to invigorate you on every single level. And we wouldn't have had the opportunity to be where we are now, recording our fifth album, had it not been for the fans in Connecticut, had it not been for the amazing city of Hartford, had it not been for CCC, had it not been for you, Mike, you know. So this is very bittersweet for me. It actually gets me kind of emotional on a lot of levels because I really feel like, you know, this situation is happening to not only you, but to the fans. I really feel like there's got to be a way, and even if it's not today or tomorrow or even next year, there will be there will be a rise if, you know, and I know I've already used that, you know, but it's really, I think that there will be a rising up, if you will, of the public. And I feel like there'll be, you know, rock and roll is by no means whatsoever going to leave that area. And I think for you, you're going to go on to, and don't take this the wrong way. I'm not, you know, by any means whatsoever trying to take away everything that, you know, has been accomplished for yourself, you know, at CCC, but you're going to move on, sir, to, you know, to bigger and to better things. But, you know, I take this really personally, man, especially for the area. And I promised everybody in the area, even though the station's going off the air, but, you know, our friendship still lasts, sir. And I know I'm going to be seeing you in the future, you know, a lot.
Yeah, please keep coming back, man. Keep doing shows in Connecticut. The fans love you. And there's a ton of them here. Brent loves Connecticut so much that at the Aaron Lewis show in Massachusetts, he said,
"Don't tell him that."
He said, "Thank you, Connecticut."
I loved it. I mean, I was like, "Oh, dang it!" And then because I was hanging out with you.
Yeah.
So
I told my son, I said, "He must have been thinking of us."
I totally was, and then I had to run back and be like, God bless Massachusetts. And I was like, I could not have been more red in the face than, you know, that evening. Like, because we had flown in and everything else. And I was, dude, my brain, I was completely, like, whacked before, you know, as far as, like, I was so tired. I was putting it on like I wasn't, but I was so exhausted. And then, because of the turnaround, because I was coming from the West Coast and everything else. But, yeah, man, you know, you were in my heart when I walked on stage, even in Massachusetts.
You know, we love our friends in Massachusetts. We may call them massholes every once in a while, but we love them up there. And Connecticut and Massachusetts, we're one and the same, Brent, so it's all good.
Well, I thank you for that. I did have to run. I was lucky that it was Aaron and his crew, and they let me have the mic back one more time to be like, whoops, my bad.
Well, people are awaiting your return. There's no doubt about it. And I think no matter how long it takes, it will be well worth the wait. It always has been, always will be. Like I said, the friendship has been great over the years, the partnership with the station and the band, but most importantly, the friendship. And I appreciate that. And I wish you all the best. And as you said, you know, you'll be seeing me around. I'm not going away.
Absolutely. And do me a favor, like everybody that's listening to this right now, like understand it from me. Like, don't hang your head, you know, don't hang your head, man, on anything. You have nothing at all to feel like this was your fault or it's the fan's fault. Like, why the station, you know, is going off the air. It's something that happened. It was out of your control. It was out of the fans' control. You know, take this and use it to make yourself stronger, though. That's what I will say. Does it absolutely, completely suck? Yes, it totally does.
Yeah.
But you, because I'm not going to sugarcoat that, man. It makes me really, really upset, not only for you, but for the area. But you got to take the initiative. Don't hang your head. You just got to rebuild it in a lot of ways, man. But, you know, nothing but love and respect for the area, for you. And, you know, we're always on your side, man, 100%. So we look forward to being back in the area. Mike, I look forward to seeing you in the future, my friend. And I wish everybody the best. And, yeah, on 100% level, long live rock and roll, man.
Yeah, well said, well said. Thank you for the music. Thank you for the friendship, and I'm glad you were a part of this today. So, love you, man.
Love you too, Mike. My pleasure, and I love all the fans, and I'm not just saying that. This band really, really means it. Thank you so much for everything that you've done for us from the beginning to where we are now to where we're going to in the future and to where we're going to see each other in the future. And much love to everybody there, and I mean it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We adore you. We love you, and much luck in the future. And, you know, we just, we'll miss you, man, and we'll miss the station, but we're going to keep coming back to Connecticut. And Mike, I know I'm going to see you soon, man.
Absolutely. All right, man. Thank you for calling. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Shoulders. Oh, my shoulders. Oh,
Rock, 106.9 WCCC, Shinedown.
Wow.
Fly from the Inside, the acoustic version, and man, that's the one that really started it all with WCCC and that band right there. And I remember when the band came in to Planet of Sound with Miles Mangino behind the control board and all that stuff. And I remember thinking, this is Greg Allman. Like, they looked like the Allman Brothers back then. And they've gone through changes over the years, but always great dudes. And clearly, this is an emotional day, not only for us, but it's far-reaching because it even hits the bands, you know, like Brent from Shinedown was just talking about. So more celebrating, more reminiscing coming up on Rock 106.9.
This portion of our CCC celebration is brought to you by the new 102.9 DRC. Classic hits of the 70s, 80s, and more. Play us out, Johnny.
The Rock, 106.9 WCCC. On the line, you might remember Concert Kid. How are you, bud?
Hey, Mike Crowley. You bastard. What's going on?
Concert Kid and I go back a long ways, man. What year did you start in radio?
Yeah, you beat me by a year.
All right. So you started in 87. Kid was at HCN, the arch rival of WCCC back in the day.
Yep, Bocozy and the Horn Show, Concert Kid, Running Wild. Yep.
What is it Johnny Promo always used to ask you? Johnny Promo would mimic something that Bocozy and the Horn would always say to you. What was that?
Oh, so Kid, how about the babe?
That's right. Because you talk about the concert, but then they'd want to know like what the women looked like at the show, right?
Yep. They always wanted the babe report.
You and I, man, even though you were at the rival station, we would see each other all the time at shows because that's what we did, man. We were in radio because we loved music, and we'd go to every single concert, so I'd see you and we'd hang out. We wouldn't tell anybody about it. It was like
a little secret. We were like secretly dating,
and it's continued to this day. You and I still go to concerts together.
We do. We just past year we saw Black Sabbath.
Yep.
We saw Tool.
Yep. Tool was great. Mohegan Sun Arena. Somehow, you know, I'm the music guy, the Mr. Music Director, record guy. Kid gets us into the 11th row on his own. you still have the magic touch.
I got the magic touch. Still got the connections, brother.
What year did you start at CCC?
So I took a couple notes here, and I went back through some concert tickets and looked around. I started May of 99. I was there for 5 years, May of 99 to May of 2004.
Man, so many things happened in that time. May of 99, so
I was there for about 2 weeks, and they're like, hey, can you, we're doing this all-day broadcast, Ozfest. And I'm like, damn, kicked it off in the morning at 10 a.m., and it just, the party went to like 3 a.m. It was ridiculous.
Some of those days, like, you know, Ozfest and you know, whatever show rolled through, Lollapalooza, whatever it was, those were all-day events for us, man, because not only was the show on from like noon to midnight, but we'd get there early in the morning to set up. We'd be late in the day afterwards. And then everybody would come back here to the asylum and the party would just continue.
Yep. And then we were back on in the morning the next day. I mean, yeah, lack of sleep for sure. But it was so much fun. No, I got to tell you, and we've talked about this, that time from about 99, early 2000s, everybody who worked at the station was a personality.
Yes.
Everyone got on the air and got to talk and become larger than life, you know? Mm-hmm. And it didn't matter if you were an intern or a part-timer. Like, you'd still be on. You'd come on the air with you in the middle of the day if you're just stopping by, hanging out. It was just so, so freaking much fun. I can't even tell you.
I will say I give Bocozy a lot of credit because he allowed us to do a lot of that stuff. And he encouraged it. You know, if you were hanging out, he's like, go in, jump on the air, you know, talk about something. It made it interesting, you know, and it made it fun, hopefully for the listeners, but it was definitely fun for us. And you could come here in the middle of the week, in the middle of the night, and there'd be a bunch of cars in the parking lot and people just hanging out in the studio, in the hallways. There was always like a party going on. It was kind of amazing, you know?
Always a buzz going on. And no other station was playing hard rock 24/7 like that.
No, we were the trailblazer on that for sure.
Yep. I mean, breaking bands like Stained and Godsmack, Limp Bizkit, Linkin Park. I mean, the first on all that stuff. And, you know, it was just way too much fun. Incubus. Who plays Korn and Tool midday, you know?
Well, nobody now.
Right. Metallica. Remember Metallica A to Z?
Metallica Alphabetica.
Metallica Alphabetica, thank you, yep.
That's right.
Every single Metallica song, not just the hits, every single freaking song. Just stuff like that was just too much fun.
And you and I knew most of those songs, but even Alphabetica, we'd listen and like, what was that?
Yep.
But it was great. But, you know, I'm happy that you and I have remained friends, you know, even beyond radio. And like, you know, like you said, we usually pick like, what, 5 shows a year or something like that. And we go and hang out and reminisce. And we do all this. It's just off the air when we do it.
Can you believe I haven't been on the air in 10 years, though?
Wow. Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Wow.
10 freaking years.
Man, that went by fast. I mean, did it?
Yeah.
Can't feel like 10 years for you.
Well.
Maybe it has.
So, hey, you know what I always wanted to do?
Yeah, what?
Because, I mean, I'm not on anymore. There's so many people who don't know who I am or what I do and probably wonder. You mind if I tell them?
I was going to ask you. I didn't know if you wanted to talk about it. What does Concert Kid do today?
Concert Kid's real name is Mike DeFossis, and I am a real estate agent at William Ravis in Glastonbury, and I've been a full-time real estate agent for 13 years.
And I will say you're very good at it because you have bought and sold houses with me.
Yep, I have.
and Kid knows his thing. Or I should say Michael DeFossis knows his thing.
Right.
No, you're very good at it, and it's amazing. It can't be easy to walk away from a career in radio, and I'm going to need your help and advice because I'm about to do that.
I'll help you out.
All right. Maybe we'll sell houses together.
Hey, you never know.
You don't seem encouraged by that.
I think you're going to do great things, Mike.
Well, I love you, Kid. And what are we going to go to next? What show's next?
I have to get back to you. We'll do something.
All right. You know, Slash is coming.
True.
Judas Priest is coming.
True.
How about Fleetwood Mac? That's up your alley.
No, it's okay.
All right, Concert Kid. Thanks for calling, man. And let's talk soon, okay?
All right, Mike Crowley. See you later.
We are celebrating CCC from now until 5 o'clock this afternoon. As you've been listening, you hear former on-air personalities. You hear some of the current personalities. You hear bands. We got all kinds of stuff still to come. We've even had people stop by the asylum just to wish us well and say goodbye and all that stuff. So, you know, listen, we may not let you in the building, but if you want to stop by in the parking lot, say hello. We'd love to see you because you made this place. All right. And this is one of the bands that put us on the map.
Don't cry, Mike.
I'm not. In the late 90s. Godsmack on the Rock. 106.9 WCCC. I didn't talk over the record. Rock 106.9, Hartford's Classic Rock. I can't say that now. The Rock 106.9 WCCC. How about we do it that way? How does that feel?
Thank you.
So everybody is here hanging out in the studio, and we've got a fantastic group of people that have worked with us throughout the years. Cinnamon won't take off her sunglasses because she is bawling.
I'm crying a little bit.
Uncontrollably. Welcome back. Rick the Fluffer is here.
Hey.
I don't want to get my buddy in trouble who's supposed to be at work over here, but we've got a great old personality with us. I'll let you say the name or not say the name.
Slave Boy.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's a room full of great people as we talk about it. Mötley Crüe is here. We've got Studio Guy here. We've got Beth here. We've got Clonk here. We've got old friends that came by with beers with us for us here. We've got
alcohol in here.
And new and old crew in here, too. And, you know, obviously we're looking back and we're thinking about some of the big pivotal moments in the history of this station, whether it be bands coming through and talking with great personalities here, too. But it's really been an honor for all of us, really, to
be a part of your listening and music experience here in the state of Connecticut over the past years. And it truly has been an experience with all the places that we've been and all the things that we've done, all those cool things that we've put together. I tell you, I know that there are some haters out there today that will make their comments and say their things, and because the internet is a place of fools and basically cowards and that type of stuff. But there is so many more fantastic well wishes coming from other people, and there's a lot of experiences again being shared again, and it's been a fantastic honor. It really has.
Yeah,
I can say that for all of us. Rick, it's great to have you back here.
Thanks, buddy.
I don't want to speak, obviously, for everybody, because I will just keep on speaking. as you know,
I'm just doing what I usually do. Right. Right.
Right. Right.
I can't
right.
think for myself. It's fine.
But if anybody would like to say anything particular now, we can do that, or we can keep on playing music. So you want to make a vote here? What do you want to do?
Well, obviously, we're going to go for music.
Do we want to play there?
Right.
Let's do that Megadeth right now here. It's Rock 106.9 WCCC. The Rock 106.9 WCCC.
I didn't know if you were going to talk.
Well, you know, I had to pause it for a minute because I'm like, which radio station am I on?
Right. Right.
Am I on Hartford's Classic Rock? No, that doesn't work. Am I on The Rock? I'll tell you, you know, through all
Southern
the years.
Southern New England's first choice.
Wouldn't it be
for
a fantastic
rock?
Fantasy, yeah, right, if we flipped at five to go right back to what we crazy were? Yeah. And we were better than ever, which is exactly what we would be.
Listen, you're going to make people crazy by saying that.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's what they're doing.
Yeah. They played us. They played us.
Yeah. Right. We'll be doing that on our iPads.
My wife says to me the other day, how about a webisode? I said, yeah. Nope.
Not so much.
No.
So, yeah, we've got so many more people to hear from. Jay Raven's favorite, Sebastian, is coming up in a little bit.
You know what? I'll just say that because you said something right now. I'll just say this.
I opened up the floodgates.
Here's what I'll say. Here's what I'll say about that today is that I, even at the moments that I have been angry at people professionally or personally over, you know, the past 20 years of doing this or whatever, and there's been plenty of times that I have been with one person or another, and I'm sure plenty of people that are still pissed at me for one reason or another here in this room. What I will say is that we're all the same animal.
Great.
So I understand it. You know what I mean? I understand why you get out and you want to get back in. I understand that. Doesn't mean that I got to give you a hand when you're coming back up and you're reaching out of drowning. All I'm saying is that I understand because we're all the same animal. You want to come back? That's all.
I love you.
I know you do.
Love you so much.
And I will say one other thing, dude, in all seriousness, is that I feel for all of us here. I do. I feel for us pretty much equally in that regard. I mean, I've given 20 years. It's been 19 years now in my life or whatever, and I've made sacrifices and had losses along the way. There's no question about it, and everybody in this room has. But I will say is that the one person I feel stronger about today for than anybody else is you.
Thanks, man.
Aww.
Thank you.
It's true.
Absolutely. That's why I love you.
It's true. The people that I've learned from, like Caroli and Picosi, and I've learned things from Sebastian, too. I learned things from everybody along the way. There's no question about it. But I've
you
seen...
learned production from me.
I did.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I learned to cut tape from Stephen Wayne. These are all rumors that have some truth to it. There's no question about it. But I have seen Mike Caroli give more, stay longer, last longer than anybody else. And for that...
Yeah.
For that, I'd follow you pretty much anywhere, maybe even Albany. But
maybe.
Sarasota or some terrible place like that. But
Sarasota's nice, man. Siesta Key Beach down there.
I really need a beach.
Are we still going to be friends after this, Mike?
Absolutely. Well, let me look around. Not
she will not take those glasses off. She will not take those glasses off.
I
oh, she's
great. I'm feeling feelings.
Cinnamon, look at that tan that Raven's got. Isn't that hot?
Watch this.
I mean, dude, well, don't leave your sunglasses right on the beach, dude.
If I put the glasses back on, we're good.
Yeah.
Then I look very relaxed. I look like I've been fired for a month.
Glasses on.
I'm very relaxed.
Mike, can I say something real quick? He got more of a tan ham and acid than he did when he went to Mexico.
Because I spend most of my time in Mexico at the bar. Which, by the way, if you want to hear the next Raven radio show, we'll probably be in Cancun.
So. More celebrating CCC coming up on Rock 106.9. The Rock 106.9 WCCC. Celebrating the radio station, the past 40 years of the radio station, as a matter of fact. 40 years. That burp that Raven just let
Thank
loose
you.
Was about 40 years
trying
long.
Trying to get this phone to work over here.
Let's get Ms. Clonk on the air before she gets too drunk. Because
she's working on it.
She is on her way. And
she's emotional.
I can feel it. She was crying. She's been crying for weeks.
That's unrelated. That's unrelated.
Listen, I can watch. I can make this is like magic. Uh-huh. I can make Miss Clonk cry.
Oh, don't do it.
Don't do it.
There are certain words.
Don't hit me, Kleenex. Come on.
Watch. There are certain words. Nobody say anything. I will say a couple of words, and those words will trigger her tears. Ready? Family.
Oh, stop it.
Ready? Okay. Ready? Ready? There she goes.
Nope, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay.
You're a liar.
I've drank a lot.
Ready? Ready? Here we go. Here's another word.
Uh-huh.
Friends. Oh, get out.
How about suppository?
How about suppository?
How about I almost got us in
I'm
trouble
okay.
right there.
I'm good. I'm good.
You're okay? Okay.
Yeah.
What? Tell me, Ms. Clonk. What was your favorite moment here at WCCC over the years? What is the one that you will take with you forever and fondly look back on as... There it was.
Was it
having your family on the air? Remember when you had your dad on the air?
Oh, having my daddy.
Yeah. You're doing this on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember? I shouldn't do that to you because I'm going to be gushing from the eyes any second. So
yeah.
I'm just teasing you because Ms. Clonk has been crying literally for a month.
Yeah.
Not for the radio station.
I was going to say 2 years.
I feel things very deeply. I'm affected by a lot of things. And today is very emotional and... I love everybody that I've met.
Ah, she's going to do it herself.
You got to get yourself a pair of sunglasses. And, you know, Mike, I've known you a long time, and you're just awesome. And I adore you. And thank you for the opportunities you gave me.
I adore you, too. Here's what's going to break the mood.
Oh,
are you ready? Everybody prepare yourself to get in a much different mood.
Yeah.
Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah!
FM Hartford. Classic Rock 106.9.
Rock 106.9 WCCC. We are celebrating CCC as we kind of reminisce about the past and say goodbye to some friends that are currently working here. And we could not celebrate this radio station without having this guy join the celebration. Sebastian, how are you, man?
Well, you know, it's great to talk to you, Mike, and it's kind of a very sad day in broadcasting history that this is going to take place. I feel bad for all the employees and I feel bad for myself because I thought that maybe one day I would come back and do one more round and have it be the 10th time that I came back to work there. But I guess evidently that will never happen now.
It's really been 9 different times that you worked here?
Yeah. I mean, it might be 8. I might be exaggerating by 1. I didn't pull out all my mathematical statistical formulas from the past, but it started in 72. When Cy Dressner owned the station and Rusty Potts was the programmer, and they were all requests. And I worked there 3 times while he was in charge and got fired 3 times within about a year and a half. And that's when I took my long hiatus from radio, thinking that all radio stations were pretty much the same, that it was a revolving door. And I sold insurance for a few years, and then the radio bug bit me back in 79. And then I went to Waterbury and then back to Hartford again and at DRC, and then finally at CCC again and again and again, and I think I lost track.
You know, the one thing that this is really amazing. Over all the different years that I've been here, any time that I go out and about, wherever it may be, and somebody starts talking to me about the station, almost, I would say, man, better than 75% of the time, somebody says, hey, do you know Sebastian? I'm like, Jesus, yes, I know Sebastian. I worked with him for I don't know how many years. A couple of different times myself, you know, in your runs here at CCC. Everybody has always asked about Sebastian. How does that make you feel? That's got to be good.
Well, you know, it's a great feeling to be remembered. And, you know, I still probably have air checks going back from, you know, God only knows when. But the disturbing thing about the industry is that it has just become so universally maintained by one group that's owning several radio stations that if you make any enemies along the way, and not that I did, but it just becomes a very difficult mountain to climb anymore, because one person will make decisions for three or four or five different radio stations, and if you don't see eye to eye with one decision maker, it means that not only do you not work at one station, but you lose an opportunity to work for four or five more. And it's not like the insurance business, where if you get fired or have a problem at Liberty Mutual, you can go to the Phoenix or Cigna or ING or any place else. You know, radio has just become ultra closeted from the standpoint that one company will make the decisions for a giant sized group of stations, and it becomes a very difficult ordeal now to get back into the business. I still sit by the phone and I have people talking to me all the time saying, well, why aren't you working and why aren't you here? And I even had a group from Massachusetts call me recently and say, you know, you have to be back on the air. We don't have anything here for you, but we'll put out some feelers. And, you know, it's nice to be not getting up at 4:30 in the morning anymore, but I still miss that passion and electricity that I have for the business that I guess will always be there till the day I die.
Talking with Sebastian on WCCC. Now, you said you haven't made any enemies in the business, but what about Berate the Brides from back in the day? There's a couple of people that might be upset with you still to this day for that one.
Well, you know, that's every radio personality, I think, gets reinvented as they get older. And I don't really have any regrets from doing that, but that certainly hasn't gotten in the way of me making business decisions or getting hired. It was just something that was supposed to be a one-day bit, and it turned out to be so successful that we ran it for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years before there was a lawsuit, and Cy, who owned the radio station at the time, had to pay out, I think, $20,000 to the woman who said she was, you know, tarnished for life because of my derogatory comments. But I made sure that when I was doing Berate the Brides that the people who were deciding who the ugliest bride of the week was, they were decided by the listeners, not by me. I was just kind of a narrator and picked out different sections of the newspaper saying column A, row B, and so on and so forth. And the funny part about the Berate the Brides bit is that once the lawsuit ended, Milt, who used to be our general manager and Cy, the owner, said, well, you can still do the bit, but instead of picking out the ugliest woman in the newspaper, why don't you pick the prettiest one? And I said, it won't work. No. And we tried it once, and not one phone call came in to vote. So we live in a very caustic society, and everybody focuses on the negative rather than the positive, and that's just human nature.
We're celebrating WCCC today, and we're talking with Sebastian right now. And, you know, as I mentioned before, a lot of people say, hey, do you know Sebastian? What's he really like? And I said, he's a pain in the ass on the air and off the air. but I mean that.
That can't be true, or you would have never invited me to your wedding.
Which one?
The second one.
Right. But, you know, listen, I say that with all the love in my heart, because you and I go way back, and we haven't always seen eye to eye. But I've always loved working with you. And the other thing that everybody brings up all the time, there's two things. The blue money scheme that you did, and the Avon Mountain being a volcano about to erupt.
Right.
How did those two things come about? And were they close together or 1 year apart? How did that go?
No, they were 1 year apart. I think the Blue Money April Fool scam was 1989, and the Avon mountain volcano April Fool's joke was 1990. And I just got something sent to me in the mail at the time, and the idea just hatched from some article that I saw about the economy in 89, and went around and really orchestrated it for about 3 weeks. And in 89, of course, there was no internet, so it was much easier to perpetrate any kind of joke or scam on the public. And it was just fabulous. And Milton, again, who was running the station at the time, said, "What are you going to do for April Fool's?" Because he knew I always was kind of a character and wanted to do stupid things. And he said, "I want to know what you're going to do for April Fool's." And I said, "I'm not telling you." And he said, "Well, there could be repercussions for this." And I said, "Well, I'll take my chances." And after it ended, he pulled me in his office and I said, "Look, if I had told you I was going to do this, would you have said yes?" And he said, "Definitely not." But he says, "I'm glad you did it," which just goes to show that anytime you're going to do anything controversial in the radio business, the idea is to always ask for forgiveness rather than permission.
Absolutely. Yeah, because you know, all the greatest stuff would never have happened.
Nope. And I mean, and the Avon Mountain scam the following year, that surprised me that it even worked as well as it did, because once the blue money April Fool's joke was out of the bag, I figured that everybody was on to me and I would be able to get away with nothing the following year. And TV stations picked up on it without checking its authenticity. And I remember that Good Morning America, somebody called in to tell them about it, and rather than to see if it was true, because you can't have a volcano in Avon, it just doesn't work.
Right.
They put it on the air on Good Morning America, and people from all across the United States who had relatives in Connecticut started flooding the police department with phone calls, and they actually blew out the switchboard. And to this day, if I go 5 miles over the speed limit at Avon, I get at least a warning.
I don't think Avon's your only trouble town. I have a feeling you have others.
Probably. You know, they were fun times, and I would say that the best time I had at the radio station was the last time, because the memories are still so strong. It was only 4 years ago, and unfortunately, that seemed to be the beginning of the end, and I'm not saying that I'm the radio know-it-all, but it was just we had a tremendous time, and we had great staff, and the ratings were fabulous. And when the economy crashed in 2008, Woody, who owned the station and until this afternoon, decided that the easiest way to make it a better station would be to get rid of the person who was making the largest amount of money, which was me. And I thought that was just going to be the end of it. But you know, there was bloodletting almost ever since then. And day by day by day, and week by week, and month by month, another guy was severed, another person was let go, and before you know it, there was nothing left but a skeleton crew, and you somehow survived everything, and, you know, God bless you for that. I don't mean to say God bless you, because of what's going down in the next couple of hours, but everybody will figure that out in time.
Yeah, it won't take long, that's for sure. Well, hey, man, I'm glad that you were a part of this. I really don't think we could have done this with any kind of, respect or credibility without having you a part of the celebration. This has been a great radio station, and you're one of the greatest performers ever on this station. So, you know, I'm glad you called up. I'm glad we were able to reminisce a little bit. And, who knows? Maybe you'll hear, you and I should do a show together.
Where?
I'll come over
to
the house.
That's the problem. I'm all in if you can figure it out. And, by the way, if we can ever come up with a lot of money, maybe there's a possibility that we can buy the station from the group that's getting it and come back and bring it back as a rock station somewhere down the line, which would be a wonderful thing to do.
I would love that. I would love that. Let's work on that.
All right, Michael. It was great talking to you, and best of luck to you in your future.
Thank you, Sebastian. Same to you, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Take care.
wants to so bad.
It pains me.
The Rock, 106.9 WCCC. It's so funny because like all the traditional rules of broadcasting have gone out the window today.
Just like when we started, bro. Just like the first night we started in this building.
Now, we just played Seether and Fine Again. And Clonk, you were saying what about them?
The very first concert I ever went to, Seether was one of the bands that was at the expo. And I got to be in a van with Mama Beth while we drove them to the expo center. And
they smelled so good.
They smelled delicious. They bought us coffee, and I was wearing these really cool boots that I didn't realize were cool.
I looked hotter.
Indeed.
Fine.
Cat fight.
Yep. Wow. There's alcohol. Anyway, so he liked my boots, and I remember him saying how much he liked my boots. And it was the first concert experience I ever had with CCC, and it meant so much to me because I never, ever experienced backstage. I've never experienced seeing bands.
Backstage
and
with me was different.
It's the first time she was frozen by a personality in a band.
Yeah.
You're so hot.
So describe describe this backstage experience you had.
I can't share that on the airwaves. Or can I? Can I?
No.
No? Okay.
His name's Jimmy. He's 7.
I just remember I had to knock on a bunch of tour doors, I guess, and give them ice and stuff.
It was tour doors?
Tour doors.
What are tour doors?
They're like the tour bus doors.
Oh, the tour bus. Oh,
so bus doors.
I just put the word bus in that.
The bus doors. Yeah. All right.
I had to knock on them, and I remember going. I remember.
What the hell are you talking about?
Is there any more Fireball?
Okay.
For years, I've wondered what Miss Clunk is talking about, and I still don't know.
I'm sure a lot of people have wondered what the hell I was talking about half time.
You know, I don't know why this memory just popped into my head, but you're talking about tour buses and going backstage.
Yeah.
And back in the day when, I think it was Ozfest, Primus was playing.
Uh-huh.
And I had to go and get Les Claypool to go and have Stephen Wayne interview him.
Stephen Wayne!
Yes, Stephen Wayne!
In the house! In the house!
We'll get Stephen in here in a second, but I had to go and get Les. Now, if anybody knows anything about Primus or Les, he's an odd dude. There's nothing normal with him. So, same thing. Pounding on the bus door, opens up, and it's Les. And I said, I'm here to get you for the CCC interview. We've got to walk a little ways, but, you know, it's right over there. We'll
it's a nice day.
Knock it out. It's a beautiful day. You know, smell the roses. It is good.
Are you going to hold hands?
And Les is like, oh, okay, yeah, no problem. He goes, hold on 1 second. I got to get something. He goes back in the bus, comes out 30 seconds later, and he's wearing like one of those German military helmets with a spike that comes up out of the top. And he goes, all right, now I'm ready.
Mental health space.
Somehow we couldn't do the interview without the helmet.
It was a courage helmet?
I don't know. It was so strange.
And Blitzkrieg. I'm going to blitzkrieg this interview.
We do have pictures of him wearing that helmet at the broadcast somewhere. But yeah, that was the thing he needed to be ready to do the
interview. How about that photo I saw of you yesterday with Zach Wilde where you were like 10 years old? That was pretty
jorts.
Cool. Hey,
he's got some jorts on. Best mullet ever.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
One of the listeners commented on that. They said, nice jorts toolbox.
Still got those?
Yeah, that's awesome. Maybe I do. Yeah, that picture goes back to, man, that was when Zach Wilde came out with Book of Shadows, and he came to the radio station to do an acoustic thing.
Yes.
Yeah. And that was before Planet of the Sound and stuff, but he played acoustic in the studio for us at 243 South Whitney Street. And then we came out front into the lobby, and he took a picture with me and Litch.
No, that's so crazy. Yeah. It makes so little sense whatsoever. That's the craziest thing about it. It's the only studio in radio that you had to get vaccinations before you entered the building. Litch, as
my time is coming, don't you?
As much as he knew, and he knew everything. There's no way he knew Zach Wilde. I'm just saying.
Well, it's not like he just stopped by the building. He worked there, you know. So we took a picture with him. You know,
he was like, "Howdy ho."
So there's Litch, all dressed in black. There's me with my mullet and my jorts. And then there's Zach Wilde, you know, a young Zach Wilde too, with his blonde hair and he's skinny and all that stuff. And oh, so freaking handsome.
Modern day fire, powering everything from remote control cars to the car in your garage.
Airchecks.com.